This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson. Fax 989-875-5168 regarding William, middle initial L for Lee Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 7/22/1936. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Brown with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure with the low ejection fraction, COPD, and progressive dementia. His wife is also present for the visit. His last visit was July 6th of 2021. The patient has worsening memory secondary to his progressive dementia and also poor balance. And also he's very tired and short of breath with any activity. He does state, and wife agrees, that he does not wish to have dialysis if kidney function worsens to the point where dialysis would be necessary. He would choose not to do so. Currently, he denies headaches, no recent falls. He has the chronic shortness of breath with exertion, occasionally at rest. He has a non-productive cough, secondary to the COPD, no current chest pain, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is down 2 pounds since his last visit. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable. No ulcerations or lesions. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. His glipizide has been decreased from 10 milligram daily in the morning and 5 at supper to 5 milligram twice a day. I also want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram daily. And he's anticoagulated with Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Physical examination, weight is 188 pounds and blood pressure is 124 over 55. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 3rd of 2022. His creatinine is stable at 3.06. Estimated GFR is 18. His calcium 8.7. Albumin is 3.6. Sodium 140. Potassium is 5.2. Carbon dioxide is 23. His hemoglobin is 9.1 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient does not wish to consider hemodialysis if kidney function becomes worse. Chronic congestive heart failure, COPD, and progressive dementia. We've asked the patient to have lab studies done monthly and to follow a low-salt diet and to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.